Welcome back to episode 98 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Today, the topic of the podcast is going to be Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. What this whole Agenda 21 is, it's a plan by the United Nations to basically be the takeover guardianship of the planet and the population and people and everything, basically for the UN to run the show as a one world government. And the way that that's going to take place is through what they have written, which is called Agenda 21 and recently updated to Agenda 2030. What this dictates is there's no, ultimately what's going to happen is there's going to be, they're going to reduce the population all the way down. How? I don't know. I don't want to create stuff. Maybe they're waiting for natural attrition of people to pass away and such. And then in time, that could happen in a generation, two generations. You can, you know, that's kind of self-explanatory. So they want to reduce the population. They want to herd us all into living quarters, stacked up 40, 50 stories high, and not luxury, by the way. You know, like kennels or like zoos for us to live on. And they're going to have railroad tracks running behind it to transport us to and from work. They want to take away private property. They want to shut down private speech. Everything that you do, as you know, is monitored. I know everything that everybody does is monitored. Talk about a fishing boat, you know, next to your phone. And then when you go to your email, you're going to see advertisements for fishing boats. I mean, pretty obvious what's happening. So what has to happen is people really do have to start waking up. The one benefit that we all have is that people are starting to communicate with one another through social media or just through interacting, you know, as a natural process of life, people talking and hanging out and speaking about things. I'm hearing a lot of people are waking up to these facts of what's happening right now. So it's really dangerous, and it's something that we really have to pay a lot of attention to. So what I'm going to do right now, and I'm going to, this is the new setup that I have, so I'm going to kind of just play it off the screen that I have behind me, and you should be able to see it. It's a little grainy, but let's just get into this real quick.
Agenda 21 is the 1992 United Nations Rio Declaration on the Environment and Development.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Agenda 21 defines itself as the comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the United Nations systems.
It also elevates nature above man. It contains something called the precautionary principle, where basically you're guilty until you're proven innocent.
Sustainable development is the philosophy designed to bring human beings across the globe under the full control of a narrow,
it's a 40-chapter document to basically control the world. It's based entirely on social control mechanisms.
Sustainable developers have designed a global movement coordinated through a global-to-local action plan to create world government in accordance with certain objectives. These objectives include an end to national sovereignty, the abolition of private property, the restructure of the family unit, and increasing limitations and restrictions on mobility and individual opportunity.
The green goal includes the listing of what's not sustainable. A couple of the examples include private property.
728 lists fossil fuels.
Golf courses and ski lodges are not.
Consumerism.
Irrigation is not sustainable.
Paved roads.
Commercial agriculture.
Herbicides, pesticides. Elsewhere, it lists farmlands, pastures, grazing of livestock.
And the family unit.
The focus of sustainable development is the abolition of private property, societal undermining of the family, and abandonment of the constitutional protection of unalienable rights, as described in the Declaration of Independence.
You see, I sat on the Santa Cruz Agenda 21 committees. This was a lot of crazy ideas. This was back in the mid-90s. Crazy ideas, I heard. Mother Earth's surface wasn't to be scratched.
human beings were to be concentrated into human settlement zones. Educational systems were to focus on the environment as the central organizing principle. All aspects of life were covered. Well, I went to these committees to request some people who told me that I needed to understand what was going on. And I came back and I said, this is craziness. This is so silly. It has no chance of having any effect on our society. Well, I was wrong.
The United States government's support for sustainable development, Agenda 21, is very clear. In 1992, while the Rio conference was going on, George Bush, then president, was there where he executed the Agenda 21 protocols on behalf of the United States and brought it back to Washington, D.C. Within a year, Bill Clinton, by executive order, no congressional review, established the President's Council for Sustainable Development.
In Santa Cruz,
we've got a two-lane freeway system.
We need four.
But what we're getting is hundreds of millions of dollars in federal money to take a dilapidated rail line that Southern Pacific wants to put in the hands of somebody else, so that a commuter line can be built along the railroad track that'll be followed by 14-story buildings where people live and stack them in back of mules, where developers or so-called sustainable developers will build these high-rises with federal dollars. In fact, Santa Cruz has received a $300 million federal grant to build the first 3,000 of these stacking and back of mules. The county board of supervisors said, if you were a sustainable developer, you're immune
from any construction defect liability.
It's a partnership between selected developers building this new world order and the government using the American taxpayer dollars in order to do it. This is a map of the Wildlands Project. To explain the map, the red are areas that are to be off limits to human beings. No resource development, no human activity. If you live there, you won't. The yellow areas are the areas for major control of all human activity. If you live there, you won't.
The black areas,
the black dots, are the smart growth zones. That's where human beings are stacked and packed in small living units. Along rail tracks, the Smart Growth Program ultimately has jobs assigned and children cared for by the state.
Question has been asked many times how people who are perpetrating these things expect to do this and make it last. The answer to that is that you steal a generation of children and you indoctrinate them so that they accept these ideas and they become global citizens in the coming global village.
UNESCO came out and declared 2005 to 2015 the decade of education for sustainable development. But they go on to say that it will encompass the 40 chapters of Agenda 21. That is your federal national curriculum. The entire purpose of second grade social studies is to transfer loyalty from the family to the government and teach them about sustainable economic consumption. Students construct their own understandings of reality and realize that objective reality is not knowable. So why bother? The truth is, the truth, which keeps men free, is being suppressed in order to prop up the attitude training agenda. And it moves on. This is our new math called Connected Mathematics. Standard 3 tells us that students learn that mathematics is man-made, that it is arbitrary, and good solutions are arrived at by consensus. Most of us assume 2 plus 2 is always going to equal 4. You're wrong, we might reach a new consensus. How well does it work? Well, they tell you. In the teacher's guide in the back, it tells us that because the curriculum doesn't emphasize arithmetic computations done by hand, some students may not do as well on tests assessing computational skills. We believe such a trade-off in the favor of CMP is very much to the student's advantage in the world of work.
Our children are mathematically
illiterate a purpose? How do I want purpose? Why isn't this just a basic bad idea? Because the Sustainable Development Plan tells us so. Generally, more highly educated people who have higher incomes consume more resources than poorly educated people who tend to have lower incomes. In this case, more education increases the threat to sustainability. Charlotte Iserby, I owe you an apology. I did not believe for the longest time it was a deliberate dumbing down. I thought that dumbing down was a natural consequence of a bad idea.
It's deliberate.
Folks, it's deliberate. It's deliberate.
The sustainable globalist goal is the orchestration of a plan and fall of American principles, values, and lifestyles. The effect on the average American will be devastating. With modernizing technology, the ordinary person will live without independence, privacy, or substantive rights.
Another press conference I attended was the ICLA group, the International Committee for Local Environmental Initiatives, that helps in the implementation of Agenda 21 in all of our local communities. And one of the speakers was Harvey Rubin, who happens to be the vice chair of ICLA. And I asked him about the correlative rights that Americans derive from the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And that, of course, is your individual liberties, your private property, your freedom of speech. Asked about it clashing with Agenda 21. And you know what his response was?
Individual rights must take the collective.
All right, so that was just a quick little clip for you to check out. I'm going to just play something in the background. Just give me a second. Let's see what we have here. And like I said, if you're listening on the podcast, check out the YouTube because it's pretty cool. You get a lot of visuals out of it. That's I'm going to play this. All right. So what does that mean? We really need to start paying attention to everything that is going on around us and understand that there's actually this agenda. It sounds like a mad scientist, Dr. Evil, you know, type deal, but it's, you know, like one of them kind of deals and shit, master plan to kill mankind. But it's happening. It's unrolling and rolling up before our very eyes. You can see it. This wasn't the greatest. The clip that I just showed wasn't the greatest of all the examples on YouTube, but some of the speakers brought up some very poignant topics and stuff like that. So I felt that it was good because it was in that short amount of time, it was chock full of some good information, like, you know, losing private property, losing freedom of speech, being herded into like living. I think they have all of these acronyms for them. But these dense living quarters, you know, stacked up high with basically no freedom. And we're basically cattle and we're at their whim. Of course, you're going to be forced vaccinations and forced medications and everything like that. That's going to wipe us out. Again, not to take a negative bend, but that's one of the reasons why I do this. And that's one of the reasons why I'm a voice in the wilderness crying out, you know, like other people. I see other people on YouTube. I've been into this for years. I've been into like conspiracies and truth and everything like that. Probably used to listen to Art Bell back in the day, Coast to Coast AM. I'm going like 1990 and shit back. And I've accumulated a lot of knowledge on a lot of these topics, but I started feeling guilty about last year because I says, you know, you have a lot that you know about, but you're not sharing and you're not becoming a voice in the wilderness to spread truth and what's going on right now. So let me zoom in on this a little bit here. This is all new to me, so just trying to mess around and make it entertaining and fun and informative. See, look at that line back there. Reduction of the population. So the important thing that we have to get across is that you have to talk to your friends, your neighbors, people that you know. Bring awareness to this agenda that's happening because it's not going to happen overnight, and they're not going to be able to push everything over. It's like the boiling frog, where you take a frog and put him in a pan of water and put him on the stove and put the flame very low. That frog will boil to death because he doesn't have a trigger mechanism to advise him that he's actually boiling to death. What that means, I don't know, but it's some crazy shit, and it's what they're doing to us. They're boiling us. We need to be aware of that. Again, back to one of the reasons why I did the podcast is to bring awareness to other people. So I feel like I'm doing my part, and everybody should be feel responsible for their part. Like my mother would say, cumplir con su deber, you know, comply with your debt, you know, pay off your debt. Very important. It's amazing what's happening right now. I mean, in addition to saying, obviously, people that listen to me, no, I don't watch television. My wife does, and I'll see some of the shows that she's watching. But, you know, she watches a little entertainment, which is cool. I just choose not to watch television. Occasionally, I watch like a nature show or something like that for the most part. That's why I kind of just built this little section right here in my son's old room. I put my computer, my big screen TV. This is a 65-inch. I bought a new camera and a Rode microphone. I don't know if you could see it here. I got a nice Rode, which is what I'm using right now. And I like it. It's good for the podcast, I think, and it's good for the YouTube channel because I can do both with one. The only difference is you're going to get more out of the YouTube because there's more visuals. But the drawback, I think, is you have that little freedom that you're on camera that you kind of slow down your speaking or something like that, and the people listening on the podcast are like, hey, what's going on? But yeah, it's a new direction I'm kind of trying to get into to make it a little bit more entertaining, a little more visual, and a little more 360 for everyone as I'm learning this process. So this was kind of crazy. I bought a couple of different pieces of equipment, and they weren't all matching up, so a little bit is trial and error with some of this stuff. It's not really spelled out, especially when you're buying some of the cheaper products and some of the cheaper things. They get tricky. So back to the topic at hand, which is the Agenda 21. You're witnessing right now the beginning of the implementation of the UN's plan for us. They've gotten to our politicians, they've gotten to our leaders already, they've gotten to everybody. And the only one that isn't aware of this is the common man walking around because he's working so hard trying to pay his bills, which is a freaking shame. You know, you have people with two jobs, three jobs, and it's craziness, and the kids don't get the parenting that they really need. Something we really need to look at. We need to support one another and help one another in any way, that meaningful way that we can. It's very, very important. So, it's like I said, yeah, I'm sorry, I got swept off into the video. Like I was saying, we need to remember and be mindful of the fact that pretty much everything that's being tossed at us is a lie, let's use it in that way. And what I mean by everything that we see is, like, you know, everything that we consume, you know, the food that we eat, the clothing that we wear, and the just the things that transpire with us on a day-to-day basis. I mean, we're being just sold a glob of shit and being told it's honey. You know, we're being lied to, and people to a very large degree believe it, you know? Let's start doing our research into what's actually happening on this planet with this Agenda 21, with the vaccines, with the natural healing and the medicines and the treatments that, you know, nature and God has provided for us to heal us. Let's get in tune with that, and let's start putting away some of the childish things, like the fast cars that your little child plays with. And you have people today that they're worrying about getting a fast car. If you got the money like that, God bless you. You really. But if not, man, try to concentrate your resources on improving your life and where you are, you know, and your studies and everything like that. Don't worry about college. I repeat some of the same themes because they're very important, and some people may be hearing them for the first time. But you got to be very, very careful with that college education these days, because it doesn't have the value that it once had. A lot of people, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but a lot of people are in student loan debt right now, and it's creating a hard time. I know my son is just getting, he's starting to pay his up. So, but he was fortunate enough to find something in his field. So he's technical. My son is technical worker. It's one of the most important things is the time that we're living. Like the Chinese say, may you live in interesting times. That's what's happening with us right now. There's so many forces in play right now between China and Iran and, let's say, Europe, you know, as an entity, the United States, Russia, Syria, the Middle East. And I think what's happening is, has been happening, is that people are getting the realization that governments and everything that's happening right now do not have our best interests in mind. So we need to start taking our own best interests in mind and stop consuming this shit that they put here before us. Again, yeah, you can buy one or two nice things or whatever like that, but be aware that you're being set up as a consumer, as cattle for rich people to do well, and they want to just snuff us under. They want to wipe us out and bring the population of this planet to 500,000. That includes Ted Turner, Bill Gates. You know, you saw them on the clip. A lot of these people. You know, Obama, again, is no saint either. I mean, he was one of the worst presidents we ever had. And the one that we have right now, Donald Trump, you know, I never had any real hope for him either. I mean, he's just basically 2.0 or 2.010 of Obama, basically the same. We're still in Afghanistan. We're still killing people in the Middle East. And the poor people of this very country, they're not being taken care of, or their needs are not being met. So there's no change. It's just getting worse. I don't know how long I've been on this, but I do want to thank you for listening. And again, work with me on this new format, because I'm doing this pretty much all on one shot on video, just to save a little time, because it's a little time consuming. I don't know of those of you who work with this medium, it can be very time consuming. You could spend 3 hours on a podcast, you know, just speaking into an XLR microphone, you know, with little sound clips and stuff like that. But I found once I'm able to get it into this, and this is for you people kind of getting into this medium, you know, I would recommend do a normal podcast with a microphone or a Yeti, do it for a year and get an understanding of what you're doing and get your footing, because you don't know shit in the beginning. You really don't. You have an idea and you're kind of learning the process of how it's done and getting your own style, your own way of doing, you know, your brand. But once you put a good year in and you get some listens and you get some feedback and you feel yourself having some good momentum, from a strategy standpoint, I think, and you know I'm all about the strategy, from a strategy standpoint, I think it's good to put it on a camera into an MP4, because you can just strip out the MP3 and put it up as your podcast, and the MP4 right up into YouTube with the screen that I have behind me. Hopefully I'm not copyright infringing. I know with my image in front here, I'm breaking up whatever they read, whatever image. So that's why I'm doing it that way. So work with me. I'm new with this. As I'm learning it, as I'm doing it, I'm kind of teaching you. In the last episode on YouTube, I showed my little Tascam US42, which is a USB thing you plug into your computer's USB, and then you can plug two XLR mics into it. I'll show you right here real quick if you didn't see it on the last one. This is my... Where's the camera here? This is my Tascam US42 mixer. It takes the two XLR mics here and here. And they also have the quarter inch jack, so you can plug a guitar, or you can put your headphone jack or your cell phone jack that's one eighth inch into a quarter inch and plug it into here, and you can record the phone call. It goes right into Audacity. I've done it. So this, I feel this is a good way of doing it. I got, I got the camera, I got the mic. They match up pretty good. The problem with this was the camera, the mic input wasn't hot. It didn't provide power for the microphone. It was just an input for signal, but there was no shoe or anything to power the microphone. So the first mic that I bought, I had to return it, and I had to buy this Rode microphone that takes a 9-volt battery. And it provides, its, you know, the 9-volt battery provides the power for the mic. So now it works. I checked it out. I tweaked the settings, and I think it's working pretty good right now. I'm pretty happy with it and the results that I'm getting. I'm getting some really good feedback. I'm appreciative that you're listening right now. I'm trying to put out the good message and fight the good fight for everybody. I guess that's pretty much all I have to say right now. I really want to thank you for listening, and namaste. Check it on YouTube.